Breakfast with Pat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
Mark Brabrook and Dane Zorko filling in for Pat and Heels. We'll be back on January 10. SEN's cricket coverage starts at 8 o'clock. So our Gold Coast listeners will be leaving us at 8. And you can download the SENQ app and listen to the cricket in Queensland as well, the rest of Queensland other than the Gold Coast. So download the SENQ app and listen to the cricket. Ball 1, 9:30. Our coverage starting at 8 o'clock. A little bit later in the hour, we'll speak with Luke Gatehouse with regards to his Greyhound report from the Brisbane Greyhounds. But we've also had through an announcement from SEN because we got a slot in the Phoenix. And SEN has selected the Melbourne Cup winning Greyhound Coblins. I think that's how you pronounce it. So we'll speak to Luke about that when he joins us a little bit later. He was whinging earlier about how busy it was last week at Albion Park and how tiring, and he might struggle to get through to the end of February.
What, he didn't like people out there?
Well, I don't know. We'll ask him. We'll actually have to ask him, what does it matter? What do you have to meet and greet everyone? I mean, what does his job involve? What does it entail that just because more people are there that he gets tired? I mean, I thought that was the whole purpose of getting people to the races, but he was saying he doesn't think he can make it till February if these people keep turning up. I actually don't know what he does out there. So obviously something that means the more people that go, the more work he has to do. I thought the CEO would be the less he would have to do.
Sitting up in his box watching
the absolutely having, around, having his CEO cut of steak and just watching the races. Now, let's update some more sport.
Yeah, a little bit of sport here. Fair bit of cricket over the last 24 hours, hasn't there? And England all out 147. Pat Cummins, the absolute star, 5 for 38 for the Australians. Rain stop play, but Australia will commence batting this morning, 9:30, as Marky just mentioned. The rain stopped for the cricket yesterday, but not for us. We kept going. We were running out there. Yeah, we just kept going.
Yeronga?
Oh, we plugged through it. We got 7 or 8 kilometres in about knee-deep water. The coach was out there as well running around.
Really?
Yeah, EK joined us. So, you know, we won't stop for the rain. The Sixers defeated the Hurricanes by 14 runs last night. Moses Henriques was absolutely superb. Captain's knock, 73. They were in all sorts of Sixers. He got them to 6 or 7 for 144, and the Hurricanes couldn't chase that one down. Their run chase started a little bit slow and weren't able to recover. The Scorchers defeated our Heat by 6 runs. They now start the season 0-2. Xavier Bartlett batted well towards the end, almost got us over the line, but unfortunately, we fall short again. The Strikers take on the Renegades tonight in Adelaide. That'll be an absolute cracker. I love watching the cricket at Adelaide Oval. Absolutely love it.
Beautiful.
I don't know why. It just the oval, and I love playing there as well. I just love the ground.
The champions, I like the city too. I don't mind Adelaide. I know Adelaide gets a raw deal. People say it's boring and all that sort of stuff, but I quite like the city as well.
Yep. The Champions League, Chelsea 3, Zenit St. Petersburg 3, Juventus 1-0 over Malmo. Man United and Young Boys 1-1 at the moment in the 79th minute, and Bayern Munich just gone 3-0 up against Barcelona. The A-League last night, the Melbourne City snared a late winner against Perth Glory to win 1-0. They've started their season well, the City. In the AFL, the Q Clash, round 6, we take on the Suns. Looks like it might be Anzac round as well.
Yeah, 24th of April, so it will be. Yeah. Monday is Anzac Day, so
That's good. And Kadeem Coleman has just extended with us for another 2 years. He had a fantastic breakout season last year. Came in and played off the halfback flank and did a magnificent job. So well done to him. In golf, Tiger is back with his son, Charlie, at the PNC World Championship. He said that I'm playing as a dad and I couldn't be more excited. So
they've played in it before, and he is a spitting image of Tiger, his mannerisms and all that.
Phenomenal.
It'll be interesting to see how Tiger gets around and what the swing's like and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just good to have him back out there. You can already feel the buzz in the golf world. Like, just he's back and everything picks up. So good on him. As you mentioned yesterday, the race at Ipswich got abandoned after race two. So I'm not sure when they're going to.
I didn't know that. Well, yeah, Steph mentioned there that they were in the barriers when the lightning hit and bang, the gates open and they were the only two horses in there. I had no idea about that.
And she's taking the car back.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, it's a fair walk too. And in a storm.
Oh, you're getting out of there as quickly as you can.
Yep.
And the tennis, Serena Williams out of the Australian Open. And last night in Hong Kong, the Longines International Jockeys Championship was taken out by Zach Purton for the third time.
Now, your last day today, mine tomorrow.
Yep.
The young bloke, what's the furthest you've taken him in the car on a trip? Well, you're going to go away at Christmas? You're staying in? How far are you going?
Noosa is the furthest I've taken him. Now, maybe Byron.
I gave you this tip the other day.
Yep.
Tip for young players and for those that are taking young ones on a long trip now that we can potentially go across the border, etc. This worked for us when my kids are now, I've got grandkids.
So you did this?
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, get them behave in the car. Mm. Here's a tip for you, right? You have a bag of lollies just to keep them occupied, you know, on a long trip.
Yeah.
And to keep them behaving, it's a little bit like Elf on the Shelf in that respect. To keep them behaving, every time you misbehave, I'm throwing a lolly out the window.
So you're polluting.
Well, no, you don't actually do it. Right? You've been a parent long enough now to know that threats are, there you go, good practice. So to keep the kids under control when you're in the car, that's just one little bit of advice. It does work. Every time you misbehave, I'm throwing a lolly out the window.
Do you pretend and then just put it in your mouth yourself?
Absolutely. So there you go. So there's a tip, just a driving tip on your last day.
Yeah.
If you're taking the family away over Christmas and you're in the car for some time and the kids won't behave, although nowadays you've got all these videos in seats and all that sort of stuff, which makes it a little bit easier. Questions without notice.
Ah, yes.
Car related as well.
Oh, yeah.
Most annoying thing on the road, habits on the road from other drivers. What do you put up there?
I do not like when drivers and cars get in the outside lane. I call it lane four.
Keep left.
Exactly. If you are not going to do 110.
If you can't do the speed limit, either get off the road or keep left.
Get as far over on the left-hand side as you possibly can. Yep. I cannot stand it. You get in 110 zone and people will do 100.
I know.
Why bother?
Well, on the Western Freeway, they're in the 90 zone doing 70.
And then trucks as well. Trucks, not sticking in the left-hand lanes. Like, just stay in the left-hand lane. There's no need for you to be in lane three and four.
I follow that on the street, on the footpath. Keep left on the footpath as well, and then we get through. Everyone gets through easy.
That's a rule, isn't it?
No, it's not.
But it's not?
No, not on the footpath.
What, you just...
For pedestrians.
Well, you walk on the right-hand side.
No, I don't. I'm just saying that you should keep left.
It's courtesy, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. You know what else? Yep. People who don't indicate. How hard is it to move your finger half an inch to put the indicator on? I mean, it's not an optional extra in a car, indicator.
Well, I'll tell you what.
More expensive the car,
the less they do it.
Absolutely. So I have a few theories in life. One of those is the more expensive the car, the less likely people are to indicate.
Yep.
Don't trust a driver who has a hat on the back window, right? Or a box of tissues. Right? You know when you're following a car and you've got that back ledge?
You can see, yeah.
Yeah. If you see a hat or a box of tissues on that back ledge, try and
get around. What's your theory with that?
That they'll be slow and that you'll have dramas. So just avoid cars driven by people with a box of tissues on the back ledge or a cap.
Okay.
And when I say hat, I'm talking about not just a baseball cap that might have been thrown there. I'm talking about they have their... There are Kubras or stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So there are a couple of, I have a few, and yeah. So right. Indicate, what am I supposed to guess which way you're going?
Well, okay. So, yeah, I agree with the indicator. What if you're by yourself, though, there's no cars around you, you just veer into another lane?
Well, no one sees it. If a tree falls in the forest, sort of stuff. But... You've got to get into the habit of indicating.
Well, my missus gets into me.
You're not an asterisk person, are you?
Well, if
you know what an asterisk person is?
No.
Those that think the rules apply to everyone else bar them. You know, like dogs must be in a leash, asterisk, but doesn't include me.
Well, I might be.
And all that sort of
stuff. No, but when if I am well ahead of any car that's behind me and I just go from lane to lane.
No, don't.
I sometimes don't indicate. And partner goes absolutely ballistic at me.
I'm with her.
I said, but there's no one behind me that's anywhere near me. They're not going to be too worried, are they?
I'm with her.
There's no one in front of me.
Standards, Dane.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
standards. You never know who's watching, right? Don't take shortcuts.
Yeah, okay.
Do I sound like Fags?
Oh, a little bit.
There's our questions without notice at 17 to 8.